It's Monday, January 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor and radio host Kevin Swanson, founder of The Worldview in 5 minutes, shared a short report from a pastor from Free Gospel Chapel in the Bahamas, who was an eyewitness to Hurricane Dorian's devastating effects and the need for American teams to come and help rebuild the church.
This is Kevin Swanson reporting from Freeport in Grand Bahama Island on the Bahamas, and we are coming to you reporting on the effects of Dorian, the hurricane that was the record-breaking destructive hurricane that hit the Bahamas in September of last year. I'm with Pastor Rocky Barb from Freeport Gospel Chapel now, and he's going to give us just a little bit of a snapshot of what happened in the hurricane as it affected Freeport Gospel Chapel.
We didn't have any loss of lives, and for that we give God thanks. But what actually happened, the church and the entire property surrounding the church building were all flooded out. We had about 3 feet of water. All our air conditioning unit went underwater, and they're now useless. We lose all the pews in the church, all the floor covering, carpets and so forth, all the sheetrock and so forth, they were all damaged or compromised and had to be changed.
Pastor Bobbs explained their need.
Most everything remains unfunctional, from electrical to seating and so forth.
Swanson shared that the team he led last week in the Bahamas had been able to restore the sheetrock.
So our team has been able to restore the drywall, the tape and mudding. It's taken a week for us to replace something like 5,000-6,000 square feet of drywall to get the building somewhat functional. But you still have a good amount to get accomplished before you open this up, hopefully by Easter of this year, for a major missions conference. So what needs to happen before April of this year? What do additional teams need to do to address the damage?
Pastor Bobbs explained that their biggest initial need is to acquire seating for their upcoming Easter conference in April.
Right now, we don't have seatings. We don't have air conditioning units. We don't have floor covering. They are very, very important, and we'd be so thankful if God will open up a way in that area.
Beyond that, Swanson explained the other needs he saw firsthand there at the Freeport Gospel Chapel.
From this point on, what you need is plumbing. You need the bathrooms in place. Yes. You need the HVA systems. You need the building painted.
Yes.
You need the carpet installed, as well as pews or chairs in the auditorium. So that's what needs to happen before April of this year. So we're looking for American teams to come out and partner with the Freeport Gospel Chapel to get this done.
If you'd like to be part of one of those teams to go out and be the hands and feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus, remember three key points. First, the cost of a plane ticket from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to the Bahamas, 60 miles off the Atlantic coast, is $250. Second, they need at least one roofing expert and one drywall expert on each team. And third, the Bahamian churches will provide transportation, room, and board during your week-long stay to rebuild. Please email Kevin Swanson at host@generations.org. That's host@generations.org. Plus, help us raise $100,000 by February 28th to pay for tax-free building supplies at wholesale cost online at generations.org/give and select the Support International Outreach Ministry in the drop-down window. That's generations.org/give. Galatians 6 verse 10 says, "Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." On February 11, 1999, one day before President Bill Clinton was acquitted in his impeachment trial before the Senate, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York penned a passionate letter outlining why the process had taken an unfair toll on the nation. He noted that the president believed he had not crossed a line and praised the large threshold needed to get a conviction in the Senate, reports the New York Post. Many of the same points crafted by Schumer more than 20 years ago echo Republican arguments against the impeachment of President Trump today. In his 1999 letter about the possible removal of President Clinton from office, Senator Schumer wrote, quote, "It seems we have lost the ability to forcefully advocate for our position without trying to criminalize or to at least dishonor our adversaries, often over matters having nothing to do with the public trust. and it is hurting the country. It is marginalizing and polarizing the Congress. The ledger is pretty much even between the two parties, but it has become more partisan and bitter." End quote. As gun rights activists and militia groups prepare to rally in Richmond, Virginia today to protest proposed gun control laws, residents are praying it will not be a repeat of the violent 2017 rally in Charlottesville that ended in a woman's death, reports NBC News. The Virginia Citizens Defense League, which organizes the annual gun rights rally, said it wants a peaceful event, but the crowd is expected to be